1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy with
first ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh,
did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Ross Memorial Park, home of the Washington Jefferson College Presidents, and today's site for a WPIAL baseball playoffs. Class 3A baseball opening round, Mount Pleasant Vikings taking on the Charleroi Cougars. I'm Rusty Pettit. Alongside the rest of our crew tonight, I've got Luke Andrusik with me. He'll be running camera as well as being on the mic. And then running the show is Mr. Eric Bennett behind the board. So again, welcome to Ross Memorial Park, the opening round of the Class 3A WPIL Baseball Championship Tournament. You're listening to WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation and brought to you by Washington County College Community or College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, Camara Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate, Washington Jefferson College, W&J, and Washington moving forward together. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreen.org. The CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Washington Green County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our rich region's rich athletic tradition. And Valley View Farms, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. Well, welcome to the Visit Green County pregame show. And getting you ready for this first round action. It's the number 8 versus the number 9 seed. Mount Pleasant is seeded 8th, and right behind them, seeded number 9, is the Charleroi Cougars. So, Luke, we expect this to be a pretty good contest today.
Yeah, 8 versus 9. This game, the winner of this game is actually going to play the winner of our second game. We are here for a doubleheader tonight. The second game will be Avonworth, the number 1 seed, versus the 16 seed, Waynesburg Central. When you look at these two teams, Mount Pleasant just really hits, and they have given up 39 unearned runs, so that's something they need to clean up. They walk a lot more than they strike out, only 23 stolen bases as a team this season, but they have a plus 57 run differential this year.
Yeah, so they, like you said, a lot of offense, clean up on the defense should be a good recipe for success for the Vikings. Charleroi came into this game. They split the last two games with Waynesburg. They in fact, we're going to see Waynesburg in a game after this against the number one seeded Avonworth Antelopes. Steady season for the Cougars this year, 7-5, taking second place in the conference, 10-8 overall. And as I mentioned, they were actually tied conference record-wise with Keystone Oaks, both of them 7-5. Waynesburg kind of squeaked in behind there, just taken in that last spot by getting one of the two victories over the Cougars. But Cougars looking to roll here today. The winner of this game will take on the winner of the Avonworth-Waynesburg Central contest. That's immediately following this game here at Ross Memorial Park. And that's a 1-16 matchup, so Avonworth heavily favored in that one. And that would be the quarterfinals, which would take place Tuesday, a week from today. Time and place to be announced, of course. But the first order of business, of course, between these two teams is moving on today. So we are going to be right back here with more for you on the Visit Green County pregame show. You're watching the watching and listening to the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, and video on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. You're watching and listening to the Visit Green County pregame show here on WJPA Sports Network. And Luke, looking at the bracket, as we mentioned, these two teams, it's the 8-9 matchup. They'll take on the winner of the Abbenworth-Waynesburg Central contest that's after us today. The same side of that bracket, on the bottom half of it, you've got Freeport, the number 4 seed, taking on Quaker Valley. That is going on simultaneously with this game. They're the 13 seed, the Quakers. And then South Park is the 5 seed taking on the 12 seed Keystone Oaks, also coming out of the same conference that we mentioned with Mount Pleasant, with Charleroi and Waynesburg. In the other side of the bracket, the 2 seed, Seton LaSalle, they won their conference. They won that same conference. That is Section 4. They are the 2 seed taking on the 15 seed South Allegheny. They'll take on the winner of the number 7 Riverside team that's taking on Shadyside Academy. Riverside always tough. A little bit down compared to last year, of course. That made the run all the way to the state championship game. But Shadyside Academy has them. That's also going on today at 4 o'clock. The number 3 seed Elwood City taking on number 14 Ligonier Valley. That is also today at 4. And finally, Mohawk is taking on Burl. That's at Pullman Park up in Butler. That is a 6:30 start today. So that is your Class 3A Baseball Championship bracket presented by the Pittsburgh Pirates. And all of them fighting to get to the championship game, which I think that's going to be right to our left here at EQG Park.
Yeah, I think it will be. Yeah. This is one of the more fun brackets, I think, every year. The brackets that have the 1 versus 16 seed. I think an upset is possible. Maybe not in that game today. We'll get to that later on, but having these 16 teams all battling it out, it's baseball. Any team can win on any day. It's not like basketball where a team's dominant, they're just going to dominate every single time. Baseball, we'll see. Some upsets could happen, and that's why it's always interesting in the 3A.
Yeah, should be a good one. And you never know. A pitcher gets hot, comes in, has a great start, and shuts down a lineup. That can make the difference. And then after that, it's anybody's game. You're watching and listening to the Visit Green County pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. We'll be back with your Valley View Farms starting lineups right after this.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Green County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Green County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park and the starting lineup. So we'll run those down for you here. Visiting Charleroi Cougars, batting first and playing shortstop is number 13, Luke Henderson. The right fielder batting second, number 32, Laser Glasser. The catcher is going to be batting third. That's number 6, Jackson Klinger. The number 4 spot is going to be your DH. That's Tristan Woods. He wears number 28. He is DHing for the second baseman, number 14, Mason Grooms. In the 5 spot, it'll be number 1, Dylan Klinger, and he'll be playing left field. Pitching today and wearing number 8 is Brock Henderson. In the 7th spot, center fielder, number 12, Jackson Carranco. The first baseman will be batting 8th. That's number 19, Jackson Corrin. And the third baseman is number 3, Braden Todaro, batting 9th. We're going to get you Mount Pleasant right after we listen to the national anthem. All right, back to the Valley View Farm starting lineups. This will be the home team, the number 8 seed, Mount Pleasant Vikings. They will be leading off with their second baseman, number 5, Dane Firmstone. Am I reading the wrong one? I'm looking at the screen there. What do we got?
Yeah, that's Charleroi's starting lineup on that one.
Yeah, Charleroi. Okay. So got the Vikings logo on there, but that's all right. So we got Dane Firmstone, the second baseman, wearing number 5, batting first. In the 2 spot, number 19, Santino Marne, playing center field. And in the 3 spot, number 7, Bobby Smith-Noski, the right fielder. And in the playing shortstop and batting cleanup, number 9, Ian Shipley. Batting 5th and pitching, number 23, Jordan Grief. Catching and batting 6, number 11, Colton Kiefer. In the 7th spot, number 24, Carter Unger will be playing first base. And batting 8th and playing third base, number 12, Carter Urban. And then batting 9th and playing left field, number 2, Quinn Painter. That is a straight 9 there for the Vikings today.
And as you mentioned, Rusty, starting on the mound for the for Mount Pleasant is Jordan Grief. He's a junior. He's made 7 appearances. This will be his 8th. Thrown 28 and a third innings, holding a 3.71 ERA. His strikeout to walk ratio is 21-19, so he's going to have to limit his walks in order to beat Charleroi today.
The Vikings head coach is Chris Firmstone. He's assisted by Jason Baranek, Mike Golkowski, Dan Myers, Vaughn Hemfield, and Brady DiRico. And then the head coach for Charleroi is Luke Mollis, and he's assisted by Bruno Papasergi and David Sink. So thank you again for those who are our Valley View Farms starting lineups. And on the bump right now is Henderson for, or sorry, no, is Grief for the Vikings. Defensively, across the infield from left to right for Mount Pleasant. It's Urban, Shipley, Firmstone, and Unger. And around the outfield from left to right, Painter, Marn, and Smith-Noski. And then once again, your battery, the pitcher, Grief, and the catcher, Kiefer. Looks like we are right on time to get started here at 4 o'clock as the catcher throws down the second. Look at that. Prompt playoff starting. Step into the batter's box here is going to be Luke Henderson, shortstop, right-handed batter. Jordan Grief ready for today's first pitch. It's high for a ball. Official start time of first pitch, 4:01 p.m. Grief's 1-0 pitch. That misses high and outside, and he falls behind Henderson 2-0. Pitch, breaking ball, that also misses. It's three balls and no strikes on the leadoff man, Luke Henderson. And that one misses way high. It's a four pitch walk to Henderson. He'll be on first, nobody out.
Second, number 32, Laser Glasser.
Laser Glasser now steps in, left-handed batter. With a runner on first and nobody out. Grief now ready from the stretch. Takes a look over at Henderson on first. And the pitch in for a strike. It's 0-1. Henderson with a generous lead off first base now. Grief's 0-1 pitch. Grounded to the right side. First baseman has it on to second for one. Back to first. Not going to be in time for the double play, but a nice play by Unger to get the lead runner. Fielder's choice goes 1-4. Or it's actually 1-6. That'll bring up the catcher, Jackson Klinger, for the Cougars. Or sorry, 3-6, not 1-6. I'll get it right. Pitch misses outside, back to the backstop, and that's going to move Glasser up to second base. So wild pitch will advance the runner into scoring position with one out. One ball, no strike. Runner on second now. Jackson Klinger, right-handed batter. Watches one catch the outside corner. Count is even up at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch misses low and outside. It's two balls and one strike on Jackson Klinger. Runner on second base is Laser Glasser. Reached on a fielder's choice and reached second on the wild pitch. Stands there with one out. 2-1 pitch grounded towards the shortstop. He's got it with the backhand. Makes the throw across the diamond and he's in time to get the second out of the inning. Unger kind of tumbled backwards after making the catch, but 6-3 on the putout. And now there'll be a runner on third with two outs for Tristan Woods, the designated hitter. Right-handed batter. Pitches flied into right center field. Might be trouble. It's down for a base hit. That'll be an RBI single, and he's going to try to stretch it into two. No, he thinks better of it and heads back to first. So Woods with the RBI single. will put the Cougars on the board. Good piece of hitting went with a pitch that was out over the plate.
Heading fifth, number one, Dylan Klinger.
Dylan Klinger now, the left fielder, will be up with the runner on first and one out, or two outs rather. Pitch misses low and outside. It's ball one. Big two-out RBI single for Tristan Woods. Gives us our first run of the afternoon. It's 1-0 Charleroi in the top of the first. 1-0 pitch. That one's flied into right field. Waiting for it out there is Smith-Noski. He's got it for out number three. But the Cougars get on the board. One hit and one man left on base. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Charleroi 1 and Mount Pleasant coming to bat on the JPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
Manny?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. Washington Jefferson College Baseball Stadium. And we are at the bottom of the first inning. Brock Henderson warming up for Charleroi. Luke Henderson at shortstop. Seeing the frame behind him. Yeah, Luke, that was a nice piece of two-out hitting there with the cleanup hitter. Tristan Woods just taking what he was given with that pitch.
Yeah, Woods, a guy who hasn't gotten too many opportunities this year, and he's gets put into the lineup as the DH today, and he singles home that first RBI. That's huge for them. They needed to get out in front because this Mount Pleasant lineup can hit.
Number five,
Dane Firmstone, the second baseman, leading things off for the Vikings.
Firmstone's only a .267 hitter on the year, but he's walked 17 times and been hit by 7 pitches. So he gets on at a high rate.
Henderson's first pitch hits him.
There we go.
Just like you said, prophetic word there, and hit by pitch will put Firmstone at first base with no outs.
Number 19, Santino Maul.
See here on the instant replay there that caught him right in the foot. So that'll bring up Santino Maul in the center fielder. As Firmstone takes his lead off of first. Both teams getting their leadoff runner on here in this first inning. It's wearing around a bunt, and it's right back towards the pitcher. Henderson going to throw it to first, take the out, and the sacrifice will move Firmstone to second base. Sacrifice bunt for out number one. That'll bring up Bobby Smith-Noski, the right fielder. Comes up with a runner on second and one out.
Mount Pleasant, the team that doesn't steal that much, so bunting runners over is something you might see a lot here.
First pitch to Smith-Noski stays high for ball number one.
Smith-Noski's hitting .490 on the season with 24 RBIs. He's got 25 sitting out there on second base.
A good man to have up for the Vikings as he lines one towards shortstop, past the shortstop. It's a base hit in the left field. And runner will have to stay at third, but the ball gets past the infield. Good job backing it up by Klinger, the catcher. But now with that base hit, runners at the corners for the Vikings with one out. Getting that average closer to .500 now, Smith-Noski, and that'll bring up Ian Shipley, the shortstop from Mount Pleasant.
Ian Shipley, another slugger on this team. The seniors hitting .458 with 21 RBIs and 3 homers. Also 10 doubles on the season, just an amazing amount of doubles.
Looks like they're kind of giving him the gaps, too, the
yeah.
way the corner outfielders are positioned. Pitch is low and outside for a ball. A little bit of a pitch out kind of for Charleroi there, as they were trying to see if that runner at first base, Smith-Noski, was on the move. He was not, at least on that pitch. One ball and no strike. And the pitch, that one catches the corner for strike number one. Anderson takes a look over at first now from the stretch. Now he's going to throw over to first. Back in safely is Smith-Noski. Runner on third is Firmstone. He got hit by a pitch and has moved over to third base now. The sacrifice bunt got him to second and moved to third on the single by Smith-Noski. Runner is going. This time they will throw down, and the throw will not be in time. So stolen base for Smith-Noski puts runners at second and third with one out.
Pretty good throw there from Klinger, just on the outside half of the base, not where the runner was sliding towards.
Anderson's pitch is high for a ball. 3-1 the count, 3 balls and 1 strike on Ian Shipley. Runners second and third, one out. Charleroi with the lead 1-0, but threatening here in the bottom half of the first is Mount Pleasant. Brock Henderson's pitch misses inside, and it's ball four. So one hit by pitch and now one walk along with the base hit, and the bases are loaded for Jordan Grief. He can certainly help out his cause as he's the starting pitcher for the Vikings.
Jordan Grief hitting near .300. He is the pitcher today. 20 RBI, so he's someone who knocks him in at a higher rate as well.
Right-handed batter. It's ready, and Henderson ready from the stretch. Misses way outside. It's ball one.
Henderson already 2 walks in this inning.
One oh pitch catches the outside corner, and the count is even up at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch grounded and just foul. Dancing out of the way of that was Firmstone, the third baseman. Todaro fields it just on the foul side of third base. So 1 ball and 2 strikes now on Shipley, and if you're Brock Henderson, this would be a great place for your first strikeout of the afternoon. Ball is popped up on the infield. Camping under it is Grooms, the second baseman. He's got it for out number two. That is just as good as a strikeout if you're Henderson. So now 2 outs with the bases loaded for Colton Kiefer, the catcher for the Vikings. Left-handed batter. Brock Henderson trying to get himself out of this early jam. First pitch is flied, popped up on the infield. This time the shortstop, Luke Henderson, right underneath it. And he's got it for out number three. So the Vikings load the bases, but strand all three runners as we head to the second inning. It is Charleroi 1, Mount Pleasant nothing on the WJPS Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. Video on FHS.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Back at Ross Memorial Park, getting ready for the second inning. Charleroi with the early lead, 1-0 over Mount Pleasant. I think
scoreboards. Get the score bug backwards.
All right, so back on the hill, here's Jordan Grief, and first pitch, catch the outside corner for strike number one, facing Brock Henderson, the opposing pitcher. He got himself out of that jam in the last inning. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses outside, and the count is even up at 1-1. Grief's 1-1 pitch. Stays high, and it's two balls and one strike on Brock Henderson. Henderson doing a really good job getting a couple pop-ups, and the bases loaded with one out and able to get two back-to-back pop-ups on the infield. There's a foul ball off the right side now to play. Count is even at two balls and two strikes. There's a pop-up on the right side of the infield, drifting foul. Getting over there is Unger. Is he going to have enough room? Oh, no, just runs out of room near the first base dugout. So living to fight another day is Brock Henderson with the count still two balls and two strikes.
That one landed in the dugout, I think.
It did, yeah, right. That's tough. There's not really a warning track over there. That would have been helpful for Unger as he was trying to go over there. He really didn't know, trying to keep an eye on that ball, how much room he had in front of that dugout fence. Jordan Grief now looks to offer the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball right back up the middle. Shortstop coming over. Shipley has it. Throws on to first for the out. It's going to bring up Jackson Carranco, the center fielder for Charleroi.
Number 12, Jackson Carranco.
Carranco, one of the many seniors in this Charleroi lineup.
First pitch is a fastball. He grounds it to shortstop again, and Shipley on to first for the second out. So 2-6-3 putouts, and quickly two outs for Jordan Grief and his Mount Pleasant Vikings. And that's going to bring up the number 8 hitter, number 19, Jake Corn, plays first base for the Cougars.
Core and the most recent winner of the Moose Brown Pony Scholarship will be taking that into his freshman year of college.
First pitch from Grief is a strike. It's 0-1. Second pitch misses low and outside. Count even at one ball and one strike on Jake Cord. Jordan Grief trying to make this a 1-2-3 inning. Breaking ball misses outside, and it's two balls and one strike. The 2-1 pitch. Grounded right back to shortstop. Shipley's got it again, and just like the first two batters, 6-3 the putout, and a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Vikings as they will come up to bat in the bottom of the second inning, trailing 1-0 to Charleroi on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation Video on NFHS.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J and Washington, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Bottom of the second inning. Vikings coming up the bat with Carter Unger, their first baseman. He's the number 7 hitter. Vikings loaded the bases in the first inning but couldn't get a run across. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Luke Henderson gobbles that up, throws on to first, one pitch, one out for Charleroi. That is the fourth player in a row to ground out to the shortstop. How long can we keep this streak going?
I know, right?
And back to the top half of the inning. All three batters for Charleroi grounded out to the shortstop. Carter Urban, the third baseman now, his first plate appearance. Watches the first pitch go outside for a ball. It's 1-0.
Urban, the only freshman in the Mount Pleasant lineup, batting .400 on the season.
And he pops this one up on the right side of the infield. Corin camps under it and makes the catch for out number two.
A lot of quick outs in the second inning.
Yeah.
Batting nine, number two.
When Painter, now the number 9 hitter, will come up to bat for Mount Pleasant. He playing left field, wears number 2. Right-handed batter, steps into the batter's box. And just like his counterpart, Brock Henderson trying to make this a quick 1-2-3 inning. And he's going to step off the rubber real quick and go have Klinger go through the signs again, now ready with the offering. Breaking ball catches the inside corner for strike number one. Nice little backdoor breaking ball that just kind of curved back in over the corner of the plate. And it gets him again on a swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2 on Painter. Haven't had a strikeout yet this afternoon by either pitcher. The 0-2 pitch, flied into center field. Carranco coming over, and he will catch it for out number 3. We head to the third inning. Charleroi 1 and Mount Pleasant nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation Video on NFHS.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My favorite thing about playing high school sports is definitely the community it builds.
It's taught me leadership, it's taught me resilience.
Many people might go on to not play collegiately, but they can take a lot of skills that they learn and use it in their professional life, in their future careers.
High school sports are worth protecting because it gives students an outlet to grow, to become a leader, to become what they want to be.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Top of the third inning, Charleroi batting with the lead 1-0. First pitch from Jordan Grief is swung on and missed by Brayden Todaro, his first at bat of the afternoon.
I don't know if you can see on the screen, but he's wearing a Waffle House arm sleeve.
Oh, nice. There you go. Watches that one break over the plate for strike number two. It's quickly 0-2 on Brayden Todaro, the third baseman for Cougars. You see there on their instant replay, the breaking ball catching the plate. Ooh, that one stays inside. Looks like he was willing to wear that one.
Yeah, I think any way to get a base runner on, especially in a playoff game against a team who is going to hit here, they're slow to start off, but they might start filling up the score sheet.
That pitch misses outside for ball two. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Brayden Todaro. Number 9 hitter. He'll be followed by Luke Henderson and Laser Glasser in this inning. As the lineup flips around. That one, oh, catches the inside corner for strike three. First strikeout of the afternoon goes to Jordan Grief of Mount Pleasant. See there, Todaro not necessarily agreeing with the call, but that is of no matter. And now we have Luke Henderson. He walked his first plate appearance and was out trying to go to second on the fielder's choice. That pitch in for a strike, and so on one. Grief ready with the 0-1 pitch. That one stays high for a ball and even up at 1-1. Grief's 1-1 pitch. Low for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike on Luke Henderson, shortstop for the Cougars. That one in for a strike, and the count is even up at 2-2. Winner of this game will face the winner of our next game, Avonworth and Waynesburg. The number 1 seed Avonworth taking on the 16 seed Waynesburg Central. Ball stays inside, and the count is full on Luke Henderson. Already drawn 1 walk today, looking to get on base for a second time. The 3-2 pitch. Flied into center field. Out there waiting for it is Marn. Take a few steps in and make the catch for out number 2. And that'll bring up Laser Glasser. Reached and scored on a fielder's choice in the first inning. He's the only run so far of the afternoon. Fouled back to the screen for strike 1. Reeves, 0-1 pitch. Stays outside for a ball. And the count is even at 1-1. Two outs, nobody on for Charleroi here in the top of the first inning, or top of the third inning, rather. They lead 1-0 over Mount Pleasant. That one also stays high and away, and the count is 2-1.
Glasser's also wearing that Waffle House arm sleeve. Whole team's got one.
Team sponsor again.
Yeah.
And they go out for waffles that they come home with the win.
Yeah.
That pitch is inside for a ball, and it's 3-1. On Laser Glasser, the right fielder for Charleroi. Pitch. Fouled off the left side. And hit off the end of the back. Just a little bit out of the reach of Urban. Now the count is full now. Second time we've had a full count this inning for Grief. Looking to get his second 1-2-3 inning of the afternoon. And this one's going to be lined softly towards second, coming on to make the plays. Firmstone. Oh, and he throws it away. Kind of rushed that throw, so getting on base will be Glasser. I think that's got to be a throwing error.
Yeah, we'll wait to see what Game Changer says, but well, it was close play. We'll see what they say.
Okay.
So Game Changer gives them a hit.
All right, so it is an infield single for Glasser. He is on base for the second time, this time with two outs. And coming up to the plate is the catcher, Jackson Klinger. He rounded out the short, his first at bat. Pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-0. Glasser takes his lead off first. Now Grief ready for his 1-0 pitch. Grounded right back to him off his glove. It's going to be trouble for the infield, and another infield single. This time to Jackson Klinger. That'll put runners at first and second with two outs for Mason Grooms, the DH. He has the lone RBI in the afternoon. He had a two-out RBI single to knock in Glasser in the first inning. This time a chance to help his team's cause again. See if he can dip into the well of two-out lightning again for the Cougars. The pitch. There's a fly ball into the other gap, left center field. This one is going to be down for a base hit. It's going to score one run. Second runners will be held at third, and it's a RBI double for Tristan Woods.
You can see why Tristan Woods is putting in this DH spot. He's raking. He has both RBIs for Charleroi today, a single and a double. What a beast.
More two-out magic for Charleroi, this time in the third inning, and that will bring up Dylan Klinger, the left fielder. Flied out to right field and is only at bat in the first inning. Chance to come up with two guys in scoring position here in the third. There's a pop-up on the infield. Shortstop, Shipley under it and makes the play for out number three, but Charleroi will get another one off the two-out RBI double by Tristan Woods to take a 2-0 lead into the bottom of the third inning. On the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and video on NFHS.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong with our first responders and law enforcement. I'll keep fighting to grow our economy, unleash Pennsylvania energy, and lower your taxes so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. I'm proudly pro-Second Amendment and pro-life, and with your support in the May 19th Republican primary, I'll continue delivering for you. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College.
For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. Charleroi adds to their lead to make it 2-0, and Luke, it's been the same guy both times. Tristan Woods, the DH, he's come up with two out hits here for the Cougars.
Yeah, and this is huge for Charleroi. I mean, looking at their schedule throughout the year, teams, I'm not sure about every team that's in the playoffs. I didn't do that much research, but they are 2-4 versus playoff teams that are in their section. So playing against playoff teams has been a thing that's been pretty iffy for them. Teams that are good or around are better or around the same as them, they've had a little bit of a struggle. And getting out 2-0 against Mount Pleasant, this team is always going to be able to come back just by the way they hit and get on base. But this is huge for them to start, especially with the way Henderson's been pitching on the mound these first two innings.
Well, they're going to start off the top of the lineup here in the third. Dane Firmstone, he was hit by a pitch and stranded at third when they loaded the bases in the first inning. First pitch hit him in the foot last time, this time inside, but it catches the corner. Yeah, he does hug that plate.
Yeah. That last time up, yeah, he was hit by that pitch, like you said. That was the eighth hit by pitch of the season for Firmstone.
Brock Henderson now ready with the 0-1 pitch. Grounded towards the shortstop, coming on, taking it on the hop is Luke Henderson, and he gets him by a step for out number one. He's going to bring up center fielder Santino Marn. He sacrificed bunted in the first inning to get Firmstone over to second base. This time, sharp grounder right at the shortstop, Henderson. And he quickly throws on to first for the speedy Marn and gets him route number two.
Mount Pleasant, these past two innings, have been going down within the first two or three pitches of these at-bats. They're going to have to learn, or they're going to have to wait and try to battle in some of these at-bats, make it more competitive.
Yeah, very aggressive so far. Also hugging the plate here, the cleanup hitter, Smith Noski. He singled in his first at-bat and then was stranded at second base.
As you mentioned, Smith Noski almost hitting .500 on the season, so...
Second pitch outside for a ball. It's two balls and no strikes for Bobby Smith-Noski. Bats with two outs and nobody on here in the bottom of the third inning. That pitch all the way back to the screen for ball three.
Oh, he definitely is batting .500 now because he's 26 for 52 after that first at-bat.
There we go. It's time. Ready for the 3-0 pitch. That one in for a strike, and it's 3-1. The 3-1 pitch popped up on the infield. Shortstop Luke Henderson drifts out into shallow center, calls for it, and makes the catch for out number three. We played three. It's Charleroi 2 and Mount Pleasant nothing as we head to the fourth inning on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and video on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Top of the fourth inning, Charleroi coming to bat with a 2-0 lead over Mount Pleasant. our crew today. I'm Rusty Pettit, and we've got Luke Andrusik running the camera and also on the call today, and as well as our producer sitting behind the board there, Mr. Eric Bennett running the show, doing a bang-up job as always. Doubleheader for us here. We'll have the game next to us. That'll be on Green Sports, and we'll have the Waynesburg-Avonworth game. Leading off for Charleroi, Ian Shipley. That's the wrong lineup. That is Brock Henderson, the pitcher for Charleroi. He'll watch strike one come in from Jordan Grief. Henderson grounded out the short in the second inning. All three batters in that second inning grounded out the shortstop, Shipley. This time he hits it right back to him again. Shipley takes it on the high hop. He's going to have to hurry and just gets Brock Henderson for out number one.
An interesting nugget is that's we're in the fourth inning now, and that's the fourth inning that a Henderson has led off for Charleroi.
Oh, yeah.
Luke in the first and the third, and...
Todaro led off.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Nope. Darn it.
Close.
Very close.
Very close.
Third time.
Yeah. This will be Jackson Carranco, center fielder for the Cougars. He watches strike one. He also grounded out of the short, just like also Jake Korn, who will be up next. So it was a busy second inning for Shipley. And there's another one. It was a busy fourth inning. So wash, rinse, and repeat. Another 6-3 put out for this part of the lineup. And that'll bring up Jake Korn, the first baseman. That'd be something. I don't know if I've ever seen that, where the same three batters have the same three results.
Yeah, well, Shipley and Luke Henderson have been very busy today, both sides.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. They were talking about it here if we get a minute. The shortstop in that last inning, he had all three balls come to him in one shape or form as that ball is low and outside for a ball. In the bottom half of the third, a couple ground outs and the pop out.
I've got to calculate in between innings how many plays or how many put outs the shortstop has been a part of.
There's a fly ball in the center field. Marn coming in, and he'll make the catch for out number three. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Charleroi 2 and Mount Pleasant nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation Video and NFHS.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park, and ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. For Mount Pleasant, it'll be the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. Ian Shipley, Jordan Grief, and Colton Kiefer coming up to the plate, looking to cut into the Charleroi lead. They lead 2-0 over the Vikings.
Well, Rusty, I did the math in between innings, like I said I was going to do, and the shortstop has combined on both teams of the 21 outs recorded in this game. The shortstop has been responsible for 13 of the outs so far.
Yeah, it's a busy afternoon for the shortstop position for sure. Here's Henderson's first pitch. That one catches the outside corner for strike one on Shipley, the shortstop for the Vikings, leading off this inning. Stays outside, and it's even up at 1-1. potent Viking lineup so far has been kept in check by Brock Henderson and the Cougars. That one misses low and outside, and it's two balls and one strike on the leadoff hitter here in the fourth for the Vikings, Ian Shipley. Two-one pitch stays outside for ball three.
I know those last couple have missed, but Henderson's been doing a real good job of painting those outside corners and the inside corner.
3-1 pitch. Pop foul back out of play, and the count is full. Brock Henderson's 3-2 pitch. That is outside for ball four. And the leadoff man for the Vikings is on. And that'll bring up Jordan Grief, the pitcher for the Vikings. He popped out to second base back in the first inning. One of those two pop-outs that Henderson induced when he had the bases loaded and needed to get out of it. And this time, squaring around the bunt and missing is Jordan Grief. I think he thought he pulled the bat back, but the home plate umpire said, I don't need an appeal. I saw it. So it's 0-1. See if he'll square around, try sacrifice again. This time he takes a swing at it and flies it into left field. Dylan Klinger comes in and makes the catch in shallow left center field for out number one. Runner will head back to first, and that'll bring up Colton Kiefer with one on and one out. He popped out as well to end the first inning when they had the bases loaded threat. Henderson takes a look over at first, now ready with the pitch. Misses high for a ball. It's 1-0. Throw over to first. Shipley dives back in safely. Another throw over to first. Shipley's back. Henderson now ready with the 1-0 offering. It's popped foul back out of play, and the count is even up at 1-1. Beautiful afternoon for baseball in southwestern PA. 67 degrees and sunny here in Washington. Pitch misses low for a ball, and it's 2-1. Couldn't ask for better weather, actually, to start these playoffs.
Yeah. It's supposed to be nice next week, too. Me and, who was I with last night? Jeez, Eric. Yes, Brandon Ross. We were talking about how nice the weather's going to be next week for next week's games.
It stays high and outside, and the count is three balls and one strike here on Colton Kiefer. Already got a runner on via the base on balls, and Henderson trying to avoid walking a second batter this inning. 3-1 pitch misses, though, and it is ball four. That'll put runners at first and second with one out for Carter Unger.
As I mentioned in the first inning, Mount Pleasant not a team that tries to steal too many bases, only 23 on the season. Getting the runner over to second, Shipley. That's about one of the ways we're going to do it, is either bunt, which Grief tried to do and was unsuccessful on the first pitch of his at-bat. The only other way is to hit and walk, so this is a great way for them to get a guy in running in scoring position. Now Unger, a guy who's driven in 11 runs this year, been hit five times as well. This team gets hit a pretty good bunch, has a chance to drive in a couple.
Grounded out the short is at bat in the second inning. Ready now with runners on first and second and one out. Here's the pitch. This ground ball right to third base. Third baseman will step on third and just gets the out there for out number two. So five unassisted for the putout. And that will leave runners at first and second with two outs now for Carter Urban, who popped out to first base in his only at-bat. Nice play over there by Todaro to get it. He had to hurry to third as Shipley was slipping and falling down as the runner at second, Todaro, and he does just get back. His secondary lead took him a decent ways off second base, but he slipped.
Jackson Klinger just has a hose back here. Look at this throw.
Right here, you see him slip right there in the corner of your frame. Yeah, that was a nice throw by Klinger. Sorry, that was Colt Kiefer out there. He's the runner on second now. Unger on first. Kiefer on second. That pitch low for a ball. It's two balls and no strikes on Carter Urban. That pitch misses inside, and it's 3-0. Up next would be Quinn Painter, the number 9 hitter. Vikings have already loaded the bases once today, threatening to do so again here in the fourth. They trail 2-0, squaring around the bunt here and then pulling it back for the strike is Carter Urban, taking all the way there. Brock Henderson trying to get himself out of another jam here and keep this 2-0 lead for his Cougars. A 3-1 pitch in for a strike, and the count is full. Henderson ready from the stretch. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled hard towards the left side, and the count stays at 3-2. Runners were off, and they will be on this next pitch as well. Once again, from the stretch, Henderson ready with the 3-2 pitch. Runners go, and this one's grounded to the right side of the infield. Second baseman off his glove. Off of Groom's glove, and nobody advances. There's a throw. Now they're going to have a runner and a rundown, and they'll have to throw home to try to get the lead runner. And they throw, and the ball is bobbled, and everybody's going to be safe. So some base running blunders, but Charleroi not able to capitalize. And the bases are full. That'll be scored as an error on the second baseman. Bases loaded for Quinn Painter with two outs. Yeah, the ball popped off the glove of Grooms and into shallow center field, but none of the runners
should have been
able to advance.
Should have been an easy RBI there. Jonah Valencer, the sophomore, is pinch running for Kiefer, I believe.
Painter not able to check his swing on that, and it's 0-1.
Valencer is now standing at third base, but coming around third base, he slipped and ate the floor and had to scramble back.
Second time he slipped out there on the base bat. He slipped on the secondary lead. There's a fly ball into shallow center field. The shortstop there is Henderson, and he's got it for out number 3, and the Cougars get out of the jam again with the bases loaded. See here, easy pop out to the shortstop, and we're going to head to the fifth inning. It's still Charleroi 2 and Mount Pleasant nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and video on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Top of the fifth inning, Charleroi leads 2-0 as they come to the plate. And Mount Pleasant has loaded the bases twice, but has not scored yet today. They've stranded six runners. They've only got the one hit, but they've drawn a few walks. They had the one hit by pitch. So they've had people on the base, and then that error, of course. They've been able to get the guys on base, just haven't been able to knock them in. Charleroi hasn't had a ton of base runners, but they've got the big two-out hits, both of them coming from Tristan Woods so far today. He's got both RBIs, single and a double, to his credit. And they're going to lead off here with Braden Todaro. He struck out his only plate appearance back in the third. He watches that one sail outside for ball one. Gordon Grief ready with the 1-0 pitch. That one misses outside for ball two. Grief's 2-0 pitch. That one curves back in. Little backdoor breaking ball for strike one. It's 2-1. There's a ground ball foul, and the count is even up at 2-2. Time is called as they send someone down to get that foul ball. Ended up down the third base line, about halfway between third base and the outfield wall. Now we're ready, but this time the batter, Todaro, calls time. Steps back into the batter's box, ready for the 2-2 pitch from Jordan Grief. Grounded foul again, third base side. Count stays at 2-2. Braden Todaro, 0-1 in the afternoon, struck out looking in the third. Looking to get on base here for the Cougars, top of the fifth. Ready with the 2-2 pitch is Grief, and that one is fouled again right at the third base coach. Pitcher Grief wants a new ball, so umpire will get that one out of the rotation. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, nobody on, top of the fifth inning. That one misses low and outside, and it's 3-2. One walk in the afternoon so far for Grief. That was the first batter he faced. 3-2 pitch. Fouled off to the right side now to play, and the count stays at 3-2. Two pitch in for strike three. Second time he's got him looking today. Got that backdoor breaking ball.
Todaro didn't even want to hit that one. He tried to lean into it. Look, on the replay, you can see it. He tries to lean that left elbow in to try and catch it off the elbow. And Grief's pitch just perfectly placed.
That'll flip the lineup over, and Luke Henderson now up with nobody on and one out. Fouls it off to the right side. 0 for 1 of the day. Walked and reached on a walk in the first inning and then flied out the center field his last plate appearance. That one stays high for a ball, and the count is even at 1-1. Time called. Henderson steps out of the batter's box. Now the 1-1 pitch. Low and in the dirt. 2-1. I guess low and in the field turf. No dirt here. 100% turf field. Now the 2-1 pitch. That one misses outside and is 3-1.
Grief fell off the mound and yanked both of those last two, falling off to his left. Jeez, voice crack, falling off to his left.
And Coach's going to, he kind of looked awkward there, and Coach is going to come out and take a look and have a talk with him. His time is called. As he was heading back up the mound, you can see he's kind of working that left ankle off. You mentioned he kind of fell off to the side.
Definitely yanked that last one. Pitch before that was the one that was thrown in the turf. That one was a little bit outside as well. So, can't imagine it's anything with where he's placing his foot. He does start, if you're looking from behind him, he does start on that left side of the rubber a lot of the time, so maybe he's misstepping a little bit.
Coach is asking if he can have a couple throws here just to make sure that that foot's all right. It's his plant foot, which is the left one. He gives him the yes, the head nod, and so looks like he is good to go. Counts 3-1, nobody on, one out, top of the fifth inning. Charleroi batting. They have a 2-0 lead over Mount Pleasant. Luke Henderson back into the batter's box here, awaits the 3-1 pitch from Jordan Grief. That one misses, and it's ball 4, so on for the second time with a walk is Henderson. Only the second walk of the afternoon for Grief. That'll bring up Laser Glasser. He scored the first run of the game, reached on a fielder's choice. He is 1-for-2 on the day. He singled the second run of the game, too, for that matter. He's both runs. He's 1-for-2, singled and scored his last time up in the third inning. Big lead off first for Henderson. Pitch catches the inside corner, strike 1.
You wonder here if one of Glazer or Klinger can get on. Will Coach Chris Firmstone be willing to have Tristan Woods see Grief for the third time, knowing he's gone 2-for-2 and driven in both runs for Charleroi in this game?
Pitch is grounded sharply to second base. On to short for the one out, and they turn the double play. 4-6-3. Firmstone to Shipley to Unger. And that gets the Vikings out of the inning as we head to the bottom of the fifth. It's Charleroi 2, Mount Pleasant nothing. On the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and video on NFHS.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails, visit historic towns, and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Top of the, or sorry, bottom of the fifth inning. Mount Pleasant coming to bat. They trail 2-0 to Charleroi. Trying to crack this code here. Brock Henderson's got himself into a couple jams. He's loaded the bases twice, but he didn't be able to get out of it both times. Still only giving up the one hit to this potent Vikings lineup. And to lead things off here will be the top of the lineup for the Vikings, Dane Firmstone. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning and grounded out the short in the third. Henderson's pitch in for a strike. It's 0-1. Just the one hit. He has walked three batters and also the hit by pitch. So, and another reach by an error. So that's how the Vikings have gotten the base runners. They just haven't gotten the big hit yet. There's a sharp grounder. Shortstop has it with a backhand. Throw from Henderson. He's got him at first.
Wow.
What a play. Luke Henderson ranges all the way into the gap. And able to go down to one knee and a strong throw to just get the runner. Circle that one. That at bat. That's a big one to keep the leadoff runner off. And Santino Mar now coming to the plate. Watches that one go wide for a ball. It's 1-0. Marn sack bunt in the first and then grounded to short in the third. Popped or flied into shallow right field and going over to make the catch is Glasser into the gap. That one carried a little further than I thought it was going to, but Laser Glasser had a beat on it. See here on the instant replay. So quickly two outs, and Bobby Smith-Noski up to the plate. He popped out short his last plate appearance, single back in the first. There's a fly ball into right center field. Going over is the right fielder, Glasser, and he's got it again for out number three. So 1-2-3 go the Vikings. We head to the sixth. Charleroi leading 2-0 over Mount Pleasant on the WJPA Sports Network and video on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPAL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or redistribution of this game without express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. Announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved, copyright 2026. Top of the sixth inning, Charleroi coming to bat with the number three hitter, Jackson Klinger. 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Singled back in the third inning. Watches that one catch the inside corner for strike one. Jordan Grief. Unofficially 66 pitches on the afternoon. 0-1 pitch is lined over the second baseman's head and into right field for a base hit.
He's going to round first and head to second as this ball makes it all the way to the wall. He's going to head for third. And it is a leadoff triple for Jackson Klinger. That ball perfectly split the gap in right center field, and with this fast surface, he's able to make it all the way to third. And now the man you were talking about the last inning, Tristan Woods, back up. He's got both RBIs in this game. RBI single in the first, RBI double back in the third, and now he comes up with a runner on third and nobody out. Tristan Woods, the designated hitter, watches a curveball stay high for ball one. Charleroi, chance for a big insurance run here. That pitch swung on and missed, and the count is even at one ball and one strike. Grief from the stretch round, ready with the 1-1 pitch. Popped foul right side out of play, and the count is 1-2. Infield playing in, trying to keep that run from scoring. With a runner on third and nobody out. The 1-2 pitch. Low and in the dirt, and the count is even at two balls and two strikes. It's a big spot in the game here, Luke.
Yeah. That's why Mount Pleasant has their infield in, if you can see at all.
The 2-2 pitch. High and tight. Ball three, and the count is full on Tristan Woods.
If you're Grief, you're really thinking, I mean, I've given up two hits to this guy. This guy's the reason this team has two runs on me. I can't give him anything special to hit here.
Swung on and missed, strike three. Jordan Grief gets the big strikeout on Tristan Woods.
That pitch looked like it was on the outside corner, the bottom outside corner, and just unable to catch up to it as Woods. Great throw there. Great pitch there from Grief.
Grief's third strikeout of the afternoon comes at a big time, and now it'll bring up Dylan Klinger, who was 0-2 in the afternoon. Runner on third with one out now. Pitch, backdoor breaking ball that stayed off the plate, and it's 1-0. Charleroi just trying to put this ball in play to get that run home from third. Leadoff triple by Klinger to start this inning. That pitch is high for a ball, and it's 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Squaring around a bunt, fouling it off. Looked like a suicide squeeze there for Klinger, but not able to get that in fair territory. So it's 2-1. Runner. Klinger will head back to third base. Jackson Klinger on third. Dylan Klinger at the plate. Trying to knock Jackson in. The 2-1 pitch. That one misses for a ball, and it's 3-1.
Wouldn't it be the worst thing in the world to put Klinger on? It would have a force at second base. It would also put the double play in order.
Oh, they are going to walk him. They're going to just go ahead and give him the intentional pass and do exactly what you just said. So, don't want to try to risk a wild pitch. Now we'll keep an eye over there on Dylan Klinger, see how aggressive Charler is going to be on the base pass. He's going to bring up Brock Henderson, grounded out to short both at bats. He's 0-2 in the afternoon. Try to help his cause as the starting pitcher here with the runners at the corners and one out. Charleroi had the 2-0 lead, trying to add to it here in the top of the sixth. Klinger takes a big lead off of first. Pitch misses inside for a ball. It's 1-0.
The third baseman Urban stays on the grass of the infield. Middle infielders moving to double play depth.
Throw over to first. Back in time is Dylan Klinger.
As you can see, Unger is holding Dylan on at first.
Dylan Klinger on first. Jackson Klinger on third. The batter, Brock Henderson, with one out and awaits the 1-0 pitch. Runners going. There's a ground ball foul left side. Count, it's even up at one ball and one strike as the runners head back to their bases. Jordan Greif's 1-1 pitch. Swing around a bunt, getting it fair, and down is the run. Oh, and there's going to be nobody out as he's going to be able to beat out the pitcher trying to get him out at first. Unger came in from first base to try to field that. It was fielded by Jordan Greif, the pitcher, you can see here. And so a run in, and everybody's safe. Greif looked like he was ready to toss it to Unger, but Unger had come in and lost his footing, so... See how they feel that. It should be an infield single, I would think.
Yeah.
But.
I was just saying, I don't think you can
rule that one there. RBI, nonetheless, for Brock Henderson.
That's going to be it for Greif, I believe.
Yeah, Jordan Greif. That'll be it. They'll bring in, we'll get you the new pitcher here.
So coming into the game is the right fielder, Bobby Smithnoski, the sophomore.
Okay, and I think I saw Carter Urban head to the dugout. So who is heading? Who's in the right field?
Well, let me give you an update on Smithnoski's pitching stats. We talked about how great he is at the plate, but on the rubber, he's not too bad either. 28 and a third innings pitched. This inning is going to be his eighth appearance of the season. 2.47 ERA from the rubber, 41 strikeout to 14 walk ratio. And that's exactly what they'll need here. With one out, runners on first and second, you don't want this ball to be put in play and give the ability for runners to move up at all. So some strikeouts here would be huge. The average is about 1.5 an inning. That's exactly what he'll need right here.
Trying to see the new, I think there's a number. Is that number 8 that's heading out towards the outfield? Let me get the new. If so, that would be, I don't know if I can find my lineup here.
I believe it's number 6.
Number 6. If so, that's Brady Brooks.
The freshman. Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, I think it's number 6. Okay. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he would go into the spot for Carter Urban.
Attention, please. Now playing right field. Number 6, Brady Brooks.
Which that would mean, let's see, where did Smithnoski was in?
In right field.
In right field. Then where did...
Greif's moved over to third.
Okay. Okay, that makes... Yep, okay.
Now waiting for the Cougars, number 12, Jackson Karenko.
All right. So Greif to third, Brooks in at right, and then coming into pitch with Smithnoski from right. Urban was on third. He's now in the dugout. So two on and one out still. One run already in. And Jackson Karenko up to the plate, and he watches strike one go by. Karenko has also grounded out the short twice today. He's 0 for 2. Dylan Klinger on second, the lead runner, and swing and a miss for strike two by Karenko. So Dylan Klinger on second, Brock Henderson on first. 0-2, the count now from Smithnoski. Runner's going, and there's a swing and a miss for strike three. And, oh, the runner slipped past the bag, but the third baseman was trying to show the ump that he had the ball and didn't notice. So we have the strikeout of Carranco, but both runners will advance. So now second and third with two outs for Jake Corin. 0 for 2 in the afternoon. Pitches in for a strike. It's 0-1.
As I mentioned, when he came in, Smithnoski, 41 strikeout. Now that is his 42nd on the season. That's what they needed here. He's getting ahead of both of these batters so far.
Smithnoski's 0-1 pitch just misses the corner. It's 1-1. Yeah, heavy dose of fastball so far to the first two batters. The 1-1 pitch fouled down the right field line. Didn't miss the first base coach by much. I didn't think he saw that coming. They call time as Mount Pleasant sends one of their players down to retrieve that ball. It's all the way down in the right field corner. Runners on second and third, two outs, 1-2 the count on Jake Corin. Bobby Smithnoski, the pitcher coming in relief here in the sixth. And that pitch is called strike three. So Smithnoski comes and gets the Vikings out of the inning, but not before the Cougars get another run across the plate to take a 3-0 lead into the bottom of the sixth inning over Mount Pleasant on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and video on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Charleroi leading Mount Pleasant 3-0. And Mount Pleasant gonna have to get on the board and do it quickly. They're down to their last six outs. Charleroi still with starting pitcher Brock Henderson unofficially. We have him at 55 pitches coming in to this bottom half of the sixth. Mount Pleasant's gonna be leading off with Ian Shipley. He's walked twice today, back in the first and the fourth. Left-handed batter steps in to face Brock Henderson for a third time this afternoon. Pitch misses outside for ball one.
Shipley has 13 extra base hits on the season, 10 doubles, 3 home runs. He could sure use one of those right now.
Fouled down the left side and drifting out of play. Left fielder, oh, diving attempt by Dylan Klinger, just out of his reach. A lot of room down here between the foul lines and the fences on both sides. You can see there Klinger, a valiant effort, just out of his reach. Now it's a long strike, 1-1 the count now on Ian Shipley. 1-1 pitch misses outside, and the count is 2-1. Like Brock Henderson wanted that call. He thought maybe that broke over the outside corner. Henderson's 2-1 pitch. Line into center field. Going over to his right is Carranco, and he's got it for out number one. That'll bring Jordan Grief up for Mount Pleasant, starting pitcher today for the Vikings. He is 0 for 2 in the afternoon. Pitch catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. That one stays inside, and the count is even up at 1-1. Henderson's 1-1 pitch is high, and it's 2-1. Ground ball hit to short. Luke Henderson has it. On to first for out number two. He's been busy, and he's played a fine game over there at shortstop. Had the big play in the last inning. He had to go all the way to his right and still managed to get the speedy Dane Firmstone for the out. Now there's two outs, nobody on for Colton Kiefer.
Mount Pleasant down to four outs, possible last four outs of the season. Henderson's been doing this. He's recorded 17 of the 21 needed outs in a game. All via a ball in play.
And that one breaks over for strike one. It's 0-1 on Kiefer. That one stays high, and the count is even up at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch popped on the left side of the infield. Shortstop Luke Henderson calling for it. He's got it for out number three. Charleroi still leading 3-0, and Brock Henderson pitching a pretty good game for the Cougars. We're going to head to the seventh inning. It's Charleroi 3 and Mount Pleasant nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and video on NFHS.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J and Washington, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Seventh inning here at Ross Memorial Park. Charleroi coming to bat with a 3-0 lead. They're going to lead off their number 9 hitter, Braden Todaro. He is 0-2 in the afternoon. Struck out looking both times. This time we'll face a new pitcher, though. Coming in relief in the last inning was Bobby Smith-Noski, and he recorded a couple strikeouts and to get them out of that jam and keep it at just 3-0, Charleroi, but Charleroi looking to add some insurance here. Try to advance to the quarterfinals where they'll face the winner of Abenworth and Waynesburg. That game right after this one here at Ross Memorial Park.
This will be the third time Todaro has led off an inning here today.
Try to avoid the result that he had the last two times.
Yeah. Struck out looking twice. Last time he was up. He had a full count and tried to lean over the plate a little bit and try and force a hit by pitch.
Todaro, step into the right side of the batter's box. Smithnoski. It's ready for the first pitch of this seventh inning. That one misses outside, and it's 1-0. Pitch. Swung on and missed, and the count is even up at 1-1. Catch the inside corner with that one, and it's 1-2 on Braden Todaro. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball misses outside, and the count is even up at 2-2. Smithnoski's 2-2 pitch. Fly ball hit in the center field. Drifting back a little bit is Marr, and he's got it for out number one. That'll bring up the top of the order with Luke Henderson. He's reached twice via the walk and also flew out to center. He's 0-for-1 officially on the afternoon. First time he will face Smithnoski. Pitch in for a strike, and it's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball catches the inside corner, and he's out in front of Henderson, 0-2. When the Vikings come up in the bottom of the seventh, they will have the bottom of the order up, 7, 8, 9 hitters. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Misses outside, and the count is 1-2 on Luke Henderson. Fastball misses outside again, and it's 2-2. Two pitch. Way inside, and it's full on Luke Henderson. Possibly trying to work his third walk in the afternoon. You can see this one here, made him jump back off the plate. Smithnoski now ready with the 3-2 pitch. Fouled off to the right side and out of play. Count stays at 3-2. Pitch fouled back off the catcher's gear, and it'll stay 3-2 on Luke Henderson. Once again, the 3-2 pitch. And it stays high, and Luke Henderson on base for the third time with a walk. First walk issued by Smithnoski. So runner on first with one out for Laser Glasser, grounded into a double play the last at-bat back in the fifth inning. It's the third time he's come up with Henderson on first base, this time with the one out here in the seventh. Henderson will take his lead off of first. And that pitch catches the outside corner for strike number one. High pitch back to Smithnoski, and good job by him to jump up and catch that. Glasser had a single, and he scored back in the third inning. This pitch is outside for a ball, and the count is even up at 1-1. Big secondary lead out there for Luke Henderson, but so far not going on the pitch.
Yeah. Glasser scored two of the three runs that Charleroi has driven in today. In the first inning, he reached on a fielder's choice, tried to be a double play, but he was too fast to beat it out, and he ended up coming around and scoring on that Tristan Woods single.
And throw over to first. Henderson back in safely. Runner on first, one out. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's outside for a ball, and it's 2-1 on Laser Glasser. Throw over to first. Back again is Henderson. And runners off. There's a fly ball into left field. Coming over towards the foul line and getting under to make the catch is Painter. So Henderson will head back to first with two outs.
All right, number six, Jackson Klinger.
That'll bring up the number three hitter, Jackson Klinger. He is 2-for-3 in the afternoon. He tripled and scored back in the last inning to get the third run for Charleroi. Henderson with his lead off of first. Smithnoski will throw over to first again to have him dive back safely. Pitch is fouled off to the right side and out of play. It's 0-1. Top of the seventh inning, runner on first with two outs for Charleroi. They lead 3-0 over Mount Pleasant. First round of the Class 3A WIL Baseball Championships. Pitch fouled off to the right side again and out of play, and it's 0-2 on Jackson Klinger.
Avonworth has made its way here to Ross Memorial Park. They're playing in the next game of our doubleheader. Avonworth will take on Waynesburg Central in a 1-16 seed matchup. The winner of this game will take on the winner of Avonworth Waynesburg Central.
Another throw over to first. Henderson back in safely. No balls and two strikes. Runner on first with one out. Bobby Smithnoski coming on in relief in the sixth inning. Still pitching here in the seventh for the Mount Pleasant Vikings. Ready with his 0-2 pitch. That one's all the way back to the screen. And so that'll move the runner over into scoring position. And the count is now 1-2. Smithnoski now takes a look at second, ready with the 1-2 pitch. Line drive to the past the third baseman into left field. They will send the runner Henderson home, and he will score. Their throw to second is not going to be in time to get Klinger. So the wild pitch moved
Henderson over in a scoring position, and Jackson Klinger took advantage with it. Sharply hit ball past the third baseman. We'll see how they score it. They already have a hit up on the board, looks like. So
could go either way.
Courtesy runner now on second. That is number five. Do you have a number five? That is, I don't have a number five.
There's a lot of players on the Charleroi roster that don't even have a number when you're looking at it. So not really sure who pinch runner is. Courtesy runner, excuse me.
Well, we know the batter is Tristan Woods. He is 2-for-3 in the afternoon, a couple RBI hits.
So we've got confirmation. Brody Donger is the courtesy runner at second base.
Brody Donger, all right. Stands there with two outs. There's a fly ball towards right field. Right fielder is coming over. Actually, the first baseman, Unger, all somehow keeps it in his glove. What a play by Carter Unger, diving into foul territory to make that play from the first base position. Watch this. Just not only makes the dive, but managed to keep the ball in the edge of the glove. But not before Charleroi adds another run for insurance to make it 4-0 as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Mount Pleasant down to their last three outs possibly of the season here on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and video on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Bottom of the seventh, Charleroi leads Mount Pleasant 4-0, leading off for the Vikings is going to be that gentleman who made that big play. You see our crew tonight. I'm Rusty Pett alongside Luke Andrusik, who's pulling double duty today, announcing and running camera. Eric Bennett producing things for us. But Carter Unger made a great play in foul territory to end that last half of the inning. But if you're the Vikings, you just need base runners here. Down by four runs, and so far Brock Henderson, as you had mentioned, Luke, in between innings a while ago, he doesn't have a strikeout on the afternoon, but he's created a lot of soft contact. There he does get a swing and a miss on Unger. Yeah, I think you said, all the outs have been in play. Here's the 0-1 pitch, that one in for a strike. Quickly 0-2 out in front of Carter Unger. 7-8-9 batters here for the Vikings. Looks like we might have a pinch hitter. That pitch goes outside. Actually, no, that'd be Brady Brooks. That's right. He came in for Carter Urban, so he's standing on the on-deck circle. So Brady Brooks is on deck, and that pitch just misses the corner. And it's two balls and two strikes on Unger. Watch this here. The breaking ball just missed. 2-2 pitch from Henderson. Whoa, that one.
Almost received his first strikeout of the day.
Yeah, I thought he had it there, but the ump says he missed that corner. So the count is full on Unger.
Henderson. I'll say it after this.
3-2 pitch grounded towards shortstop. Luke Henderson has it, makes the long throw, and gets the out. Second time he's had to range into that gap, and second time he's gotten the
the putout.
Well, Luke Henderson's been flashing the leather over at shortstop all day. They had that great play in the fifth inning, kind of like that one. We're talking about Brock Henderson. He allowed three base runners in the first inning and has only allowed four through the last five and a third.
Brady Brooks' first at bat of the afternoon comes with one out, nobody on. Breaking ball in for a strike. It's 0-1. Brock Henderson trying to punch his team's ticket into the quarterfinals. That one over for a strike, and he's quickly out in front, 0-2 of Brady Brooks. The 0-2 pitch, high for a ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Brooks came in a couple innings ago when they made the pitching change. 1-2 pitch, flied into left field. Dylan Klinger over towards the foul line, makes the catch for out number two. And now the Vikings down to their last out. It'll be Quinn Painter. He is 0-2 in the afternoon. Number nine hitter steps into the right side of the batter's box. Pitch from Brock Henderson. Breaking ball catches the inside corner for strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled back to the screen, and he's quickly out in front, 0-2. Vikings down to their last strike. Charleroi. One pitch away from advancing. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Grounded, third base. He's got it. That's Todaro. Makes the long throw, and it's not going to be in time. It's an infield single for Quinn Painter, and he keeps the Vikings' hopes alive.
Great job there by Painter. That's exactly what you want your nine-holder to do, flip the lineup over in important positions like this. And here it is. Firmstone.
That's only the second hit given up by Brock Henderson on the afternoon. Firmstone, who's 0-2. That pitch is high for a ball. He did reach on the first inning when he was hit by a pitch. And his last two at-bats, he has grounded out the short. He hit that other one I mentioned, that play back in the fifth that Henderson made the big play on. That one's fouled out of play, and it's 1-1. Yeah, Luke Henderson gone all the way into the gap and got Firmstone back in the fifth inning with, you know, could be the defensive play of the game. But right now, comes up with the runner on, two outs, and that one's low, and it's a ball, and count is 2-1. If you're Brock Henderson here, defense has gotten you to this point here. Probably want to trust him again to get you out of this inning and out of the game. Here's the 2-1 pitch, fouled back to the screen, and it's 2-2. Once again, the Vikings down to their last strike. Brock Henderson pitching from the stretch, takes a look over first base. First baseman Corrin is not holding the runner. Two-two pitch. Lined into right field, and it's going to be down for a base hit and over the right fielder's head. Glasser goes back to the wall to get it. One run will be waved home, and it's going to be a triple, an RBI triple for Dane Firmstone. And he gets the first run across for the Vikings.
Dane Firmstone with his first triple of the season. Had four doubles coming into the game. That's his first triple. That's a big one.
Glasser had gone back for it, but it took a big hop over him, made it all the way to the wall. So now the score 4-1, and up to the plate now, Santino Marn. Charleroi still just needing the one out to get out of this, but the Vikings keeping their hopes alive. An infield single and then an RBI triple to make it 4-1. Marn, sacrifice bunt in the first inning, then 0-2 the rest of the way. Watches that one go in for a strike. It's 0-1.
Martin seems like a guy who's due, batting over 440 on the season.
The 0-1 pitch from Brock Henderson. Grounded left side, past the third baseman into left field for a hit. That'll bring home Firmstone for the second run, and it's 4-2.
Some two-out magic here from the Vikings. It's making this one very, very interesting.
And now Bobby Smith-Noski comes up with a runner on first and two outs. All this happening on two outs.
Smith-Noski, two home runs on the season. Eight extra base hits, including those two home runs.
Pitch is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. It all started with an infield single by the number nine hitter, Quinn Painter. The 1-0 pitch, low, and it's 2-0. The batter, Smith-Noski, represents the tying run. The 2-0 pitch. In for a strike, it's two balls and one strike. Charleroi been coasting all afternoon, and Brock Henderson getting quick outs, but the Vikings finally have the bats come alive here in the seventh. 2-1 pitch. Popped up. Shallow center field. Carranco calls for it. He's got it for the final out. The Vikings make it interesting, but Charleroi holds on to win 4-2, and they will advance to the quarterfinals to face the winner of Abenworth and Waynesburg. We'll be back here to wrap things up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and video on NFHS.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Final score is Charleroi 4 and Mount Pleasant 2. And Charleroi was able to do it on 7 hits spread out over the 7 innings. And they had the one error to their credit. Mount Pleasant scored their 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors. They did leave 7 runners on base, though, throughout this game, and they will advance to the quarterfinal matchup, which will be the winner of this next game between Waynesburg and Abenworth.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have an official player of the game here today, I don't believe so, but Brock Henderson on the mound goes the full way, 7 innings, giving up only 4 hits, 3 of those coming in that last inning. 3 walks on the day, only giving up 2 runs, those 2 coming in the second. And Mount Pleasant left 7 runners on, so there was 2 times actually in the first and the fourth inning that Brock Henderson got out of bases loaded jams. And Brock Henderson is the reason that this Charleroi team, along with Tristan Woods' couple RBIs early on, that's the reason they're here and they're moving on.
Yeah, they great game by a couple people. And honestly, I think that we will have the player of the game. That's still I guess we're up for debate. We're trying to figure out. There's a couple people here. We'll probably have to talk about this a little bit, but we will recognize our player of the game. Brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, and we will do that right after this.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
All right, it is now time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, and
That is going to be Brock Henderson, who went the distance today for Charleroi. Seven complete innings, only gave up the two runs, and those came late. And you had mentioned, Luke, that this is a very potent lineup. Mount Pleasant has hitters up and down that lineup, and he kept them at bay all the way to the very end. They did not manage to get a couple runs in, but Brock Henderson pitching the complete game, just giving up the two runs on four hits.
I mean, yeah, a team that has 46 extra base hits on the season only had one today, and it came in that seventh inning with that Firmstone triple. And Henderson, like we said, no strikeouts on the day, has received all 21 outs through balls put in play. So I think if we had a substitute for the player of the game, I think we'd go the entire Charleroi defense.
Yeah, I'd say a couple honorable mentions here. Luke Henderson comes to mind, playing an amazing game at shortstop. A couple huge plays out there, and he was busy all afternoon. And also a tip of the cap to Tristan Woods, who had the first two RBIs of the game. He came, and then both of those came with two outs, one in the first inning and one in the third inning, and he put his team out in front. So, yeah, our player of the game, Brock Henderson, but he had a lot of teammates that helped get him there today this afternoon. But nonetheless, Charleroi is going to advance to the quarterfinals. The next game, we'll have that on Green Sports and NFHS for you. That is going to be between Waynesburg taking on the number one seed Avonworth Antelopes, and the winner of that game will face the Charleroi Cougars a week from tonight. That time and site to be announced later. So I want to thank our crew here again tonight. We had Eric Bennett producing things, and thank you, Luke, for running the camera and also jumping on the call there. And we want to thank our sponsors that make these broadcasts possible. Once again, the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Also by Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington, moving forward together. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington Green County Chapter, the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And by Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit Valley View Farm Venue. Final score today, Charleroi 4, Mount Pleasant 2. And Charleroi advances to the quarterfinals of the Class 3A WPAIAL Baseball Championship Tournament. For Luke Andrusik and Eric Bennett, I'm Rusty Pettit saying have a good evening, everyone. We'll see you next time.